Native young people are hurt.
It's difficult, and people don't really, I guess, see behind the curtain.
We go through a lot of things that people don't know about.
There's a lot of alcohol abuse and depression and a lot of suicide that goes on. I mean, I've lost friends and family to it.
See, in different reservations, you always see grandmas always raising young men. And we always think that once we lose our grandparents, we think we have no life no more. So we think we should be right there next to them.
The religions are often very, very, very dark. They have a lot of dark traditions. And I really think that's how the devil gets a hold of them.
We've grown up thinking Jesus is the white man's God. But once we realized that he was a brown person just like us, a Jew that was persecuted and was killed just like our people were, I feel like a lot of our Native people could relate, but more often than not, that word is not spread across Indian country.
I think that what would help change it is that they would be able to see young Native men like me that is falling and committing their life to Jesus Christ.
I do the best I can to live for Christ. I do the best I can to be a light for these kids, because when I see these kids, you know, I see myself, and the best thing that I can give them is living for Jesus.
What I hope for my people is that they will find hope where there seems like there isn't any, and to know that God can change the hardest of hearts like he did for me.
My prayer for my people is that all the brokenhearted are mended.
My prayer for my people would be for them to get to know the God that I know and for them to serve the God that I know.
That all the walls would be broken down on my reservation and everyone else's, that they're so high up that they're starting to come harder to knock down, and just pray that they would just soften their hearts on the reservations.
I just pray that all this darkness that it's just eating up our people, I pray that it just goes away and that it's overcome by the light of Jesus.
We're very lost, but once we find that hope, we're unstoppable.
We're the people who had everything taken from them. We have every reason to be angry. But instead of going to war, instead of trying to fight, we can show this world a better way. And we can do that through Jesus' love and the love that he's shown us.